I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. What did you think of the prequels when they came out?
I loved them. A lot of people that... Let me think about this. When you encounter people that aren't big Star Wars fans, I find that they just don't get it. They do not get it. But if you're a big Star Wars fan, for me, I don't give a shit. It's Star Wars. I fucking love it. And whatever they're going to dish out, I'm going to eat it.
You're going to love that second Ewok movie then.
Yeah. What was it called? The Caravan of
Caravan
Courage.
Courage.
That is the worst title. I can't, just hearing that title, there's no way I'm going to go and check it out again. No way. I love the prequels. I thought they were great. Now, I think there was definitely some holes, and I think Mr. Lucas got a little bit excited about new technology.
Oh yes.
But you know what? I'm willing to let it slide.
Now, the prequels are in this really weird sort of... Especially when they came out. The Phantom Menace. Let's talk about that. It was in a real weird spectrum that it was the most popular thing ever. But it was also one of the most dissed things ever.
Yes.
Now, when Silverchair... first started, mm-hmm. you were in quite a similar situation.
Totally. I can completely relate to it.
What is that like to be so popular, but then like it's cool to go, nah?
I think to have an emotional reaction that's really strong, that's either you really love or hate something, I think that's better than having an emotional reaction that's very just middle of the road. I'd much prefer to be loved or hated than just be like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of that, I think, you know, it won. It did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah. What was that like, though, to be, like, I guess you were in this bizarre bubble of, like, because you were just getting...
What do you mean in Silverchair?
Yeah.
We were just kids doing what we wanted to do, and we didn't care what anyone said or what anyone thought, and we were just doing what... we loved.
Yeah.
And that's the reason we were successful and have been for so long is because that's the reason we do what we do, is because it was never about the money, it was never about fame, it was never about any of that stuff. It was always about doing what makes our hearts sing. And if that's, you know, I'm assuming for the guys that make the films as well, that just gets them so excited that they kind of don't give a shit about what people think at the end of it. It's like, we're just going to make the best thing that we can make, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, then tough shit.
Yeah. I think when the new films come out, people will like the older films more.
Yeah, totally.
Because it sort of dilutes. Like, it, I don't know, it just like, it's part of a bigger thing. But it's weird that like, there was a shift with your band that it was like people would almost come out of the closet and go, yeah, I heard the new album. It's pretty good.
Oh, look, that's classic. That's just classic. I mean, I get with the Phantom Menace. I completely relate to it with the love-hate thing from the start. But I mean, in terms of music, it's just classic tall poppy in Australia. Australia is so bad for tall poppy syndrome. And if you stick it out for long enough, and you kind of prove yourself enough, generally people, you know, if in retrospectively they go back and they go, oh, actually no, they were actually okay, you know, or they become fans or whatever it is. But you know, the first reaction is always like, nah, fuck it, you know, they're fucked. If anyone's successful, it's like, nah, don't want anything to do with that. They're shit.
Because I remember I'm fascinated what you remember about this. When you first got super big and you did the two New Year's Eve gigs, you did Lorne.
Melbourne, yeah.
You did Lorne.
And then we did Romana.
And then, because I... You know, with like Clint and Paul, you know, we grew up down in Rosebud.
Oh, yep.
So that was like that was our drive in.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go see The Force Awakens in January at that drive in. They've got a big X Wing above the drive in now. It's so weird.
I love it. Maybe I will go and do that.
They've got a full size, I don't know where they got from some display, but it's been there for years. And now it's like, this is why we've got it. It's for this movie.
That's amazing.
But, I've got this image at the end of the night, you guys were playing, and I know there was the folklore that like, and Clint debunked this because I think he asked you about it, that, oh, we heard you got a helicopter and you actually had to do like a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, no, we did a drive. There was no helicopter involved. No, I will say though, there was talk of a helicopter. There definitely was talk of a helicopter.
Sorry, should have got a helicopter.
Oh, it would have been super rock and roll, but instead we drove in a minibus.
But there was this scene I remember while you were playing, and you know, it was this weird thing. It's like that tall poppy thing of like, yeah, I want to see him, but not that much. Like, and there was like people were throwing cans and
it was fucking madness. It was absolute crazy. It was probably at one of the peaks of there was a real hysteria around the band when we first kicked off, and it was like, it felt like some kind of crazy tornado. And yeah, it was at the peak of it. It was crazy. It was freaking mental. I'll tell you one memory I do have from that night though, because as a teenage boy, you know, you're just finding out about your tackle, you know, and you're really finding out about your tackle, you know. Every chance you get, you're like checking it out, going, yeah, baby, there it is.
This guy loves fishing.
Yeah, exactly. And all I remember, our manager always like brings it up. And I can't believe I'm telling you this story, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. As we were driving out, there was these girls hanging around, and I just yelled out to one of them. So, hang on, I'm a 15, 16-year-old boy at this time. I was like, show us your tits! And of course, the girls didn't oblige. And I get back in the car, and I said to our manager, go, one day one of them are going to show us their tits. I was so disappointed. I just wanted to see some boobies.
Well, that's why you should love the Jabba's Palace scene with the six-breasted slave woman.
Yeah. The same as like Total Recall.
That was three.
Three. I still, you know.
How sad is it
though?
I know
two.
I know all the breast quantities in all the sci-fi films. Yeah, Total Recall, that's a three best movie. Yep.
It's actually, yeah, that's the, that'll be the spin-off podcast. The Breast Quantity Podcast.
The Sci-Fi Breast Quantity.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/steelwars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.